Recorded in the WGMU studios, The Megaphone is a weekly internet podcast about journalism, media, and the students active in the industry. And now, here is your host, Igor Stoyanov.
Hello and welcome to The Megaphone. Thank you for listening to this podcast. As you know, probably every episode I have guests who are in one or another way involved into student media or student journalism. I try to find out what motivates them and how can they motivate you. Today I have a great guest. His name is Chris Byrne, and he's not a communication major student or anything related to media. He's studying marketing and also hosting one of the most popular shows at Mason Cable Network here at George Mason University. How he got started and why he's doing this, listen from this interview. My name is Igor, and today I'm your host. Chris Byrne, thank you for being on my podcast.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about a lot of questions. You're my first guest from MCN.
That's an honor.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk with every student and everyone who is involved here at student media at George Mason. So my first question is going to be, what are you doing here at MCN?
What am I doing here? Well, I'm trying to be an influencer on campus as far as leading a show that a lot of people want to watch, that a lot of people look forward to. I really want to showcase the Mason community in ways of personal style and personal expression. And I really think that's important because there's so many people here that that are unique and have their own style that want to be heard, that I think it's really important that there's somebody that really showcases that. And so that's my whole mission here at MCN is to go out in the community and really make people feel special about who they are and showcase them to everybody else.
So basically your show is a fashion show? What was the name?
It started out originally like really based around fashion, but I'm trying to make it more of a lifestyle or like an overall lifestyle video where not only am I asking you what you want to wear or like what you like to wear, but I'm also asking people about their routines or how they spend their time throughout college, in between classes. So I'm really trying to focus on more than just what people wear. But that's originally how it started out, was mainly just what people put on.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the show?
GMU What's Your Style.
Okay, so what's interesting about you is that you're not majoring in communication or something like that. You're not related to the media at all. So how come you're still working in a media outlet and why?
Well, my major is marketing right now, and I'm really using this show as kind of a resume builder for marketing in general. Also, I've always had an interest in video producing and editing. Throughout middle school and high school, I did a lot of my own projects. So I've kind of maintained that interest.
So you have previous experience in media?
Yeah. I did throughout middle school and high school. I filmed a lot of different stuff around school and different projects, personal projects too. I definitely think that's still an interest of mine, and I still want to roll with it. My friend in New York wants me to work with him eventually for his company. So I wanted to use the show as kind of like something to show for that. So even though like I'm not really doing anything as far as communications or marketing, it's still like a fun like thing to do, to meet people, to be around everybody at MCN, because everybody here at MCN is awesome. So like just being here in general is really interesting.
Can you recall how you started working here at the beginning?
Yeah, it was my friend Aaron, my roommate, that he had his own show, his baseball show, Touch Base. Which was cool, and he was like, "Yeah, man, having a show here at MCN is really cool. I'm not sure if you have any ideas." And I started to think about it, and I was like, "Well, honestly, like, I do have an idea." And then I just started. It was in February of this last year, February of this year that I started. And Angelique was a big help because she pretty much kickstarted everything. Ashley Hill, who's no longer here, she was a huge help as well. And so they were both really a part of the process of starting it. So they helped me out, and now I'm filming it all myself, producing it, editing all myself, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So can you say that actually the other students motivated you at the beginning to start doing this?
Yeah, my roommate Aaron, definitely, because he had all the connections at MCN. I didn't know anybody here originally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he definitely was a motivating factor.
And what keeps you motivating? I mean, you're doing this like two semesters.
Do you want a professional answer or an honest answer?
An honest answer, please. I think that every answer is honest so far.
Okay. Well, honestly, I'm using the show really as a 50-50 thing. Part of it, 50% of it is to showcase the community like I originally started doing it for. The other 50 is to meet girls all the way. Like, there's no other. I can't say there's anything else that that I'm doing it for other than those two things. I mean, it's such a great way to walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, like, you look really, you know, fashionable. You look pretty."
And is the other 50% successful so far?
Well, you know, honestly, it's not been. No, it's not been successful. And so I'm starting to reconsider, you know, my
the concept of the show.
Yeah, you know, it's a really cool way to meet people. What can I say? Like, it's all you have to do is walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, you know, I have this little series that I do. Can I get your number?" So
you're getting numbers easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that the way you choose your guests? Like, who is more beautiful or not?
Yeah, like I usually try to find the most outlandish, like, you know, what's another word? People that just really stand out on campus, that don't look like complete weirdos, but they have a sense of, like, you know, expression that, like, I think is, you know, important. Not to say that everybody that dresses weird isn't important or anything, but, like, I'm trying to find people that I think are usually attractive and have, like, a really cool style. And so I'll just walk up to people, and that's usually just how it goes. Like, I usually have, like, a little pitch that I do, like, "Hey, like, I have, you know, my series at MCN. Like, I've noticed you before. Like, you seem to be pretty fashionable. Let me tell you about it. You know, mm-hmm. Let me tell you what we do and see if you might be interested."
Actually, I think that you just were thinking how to get more girls, and you were thinking about TV show.
Yeah.
Is that was?
Yeah, I mean, girl.
How did you come up with the idea about the show? I mean, let's do a fashion show.
I actually got a lot of influence from the show at Yale. I will not lie. It's very similar to Yale's show. I have a friend that goes there, and he was on it.
It's also a student show.
It is a student show, and it's called "What's in Your Closet," and it's hosted by Yale's Fashion House, which is really popular on campus. And they do the same thing that I'm doing. I pretty much. I didn't copy everything, but there's definitely definitely similarities where they go around, they ask everybody what they like to wear. But I'm trying to take it a step further now and kind of like make it more of overall lifestyle of everybody that I'm interviewing. So that's where I got the idea when I was up north and visiting my friend there, and he was like, "Yeah, I was on the show and check it out." And so I watched it. I was like, "Oh, that's so cool!" Like, I feel like that could work on any campus, especially at Mason, because we have so many people here. So.
And how are you approaching these students? Like, let me get into your room, right?
Well, I definitely tell them, I'm like, "Hey, like, I go around to people's dorms, and I'm going to film you in your dorm and film your room. Just make sure it's clean and, like, you have your outfits picked out." And I send them questions beforehand. So, usually everybody's comfortable. I haven't had anybody that's uncomfortable having me in the room. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. There might be a few people that...
Do you have any favorite show so far? Episode?
Yeah, I think Vin Nguyen was my favorite, just because he just had just a crazy amount of clothes, and his living space was really neat. It was very modern. It was very... It was really cool, because I went in there and he just has a lot of collector's items. And so it was really cool to, he's also a collector of Power Ranger figures. And so that was cool. We got a few shots of that. I don't think I put that in the video, though. But his T-shirt collection from the early 2000s and even, like, the late 90s, like, is crazy because a lot of collectors' T-shirts that he had to showcase. So that was cool. So I think that was my favorite episode was Ben, yeah.
So I can see that your show is quite popular on MCN.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is so popular? Why people want to watch this?
Yeah, well, it's cool. Ashley Hill.
And also, is that a motivating factor to you?
Yeah, no, totally. Because, like, the more people that want to watch it, like, of course I want to find more people and keep putting episodes out. Ashley Hill was actually, she told me last year that my show is the most popular in MCN history, which was awesome. And I, so that gave me a lot of motivation. I was out by my, like, fourth or fifth episode by that time, and there's just a ton of people that were watching it. And granted, too, the people I had on the show had, like, a ton of friends, and they were generally popular on campus as well. But as far as, like, popularity goes, like, I really think it, like, I'm tapping into something that everybody really wants to watch because, like, everybody really can...
Everyone wants to sneak into the rooms with the others.
Like, everybody's very curious. A lot of people like to eavesdrop on people's lives and see what's going on or, like, compare themselves to other people. Like, even myself, like, I compare myself to a lot of people, and, like, a lot of people want to see what other people are wearing and, like, do for their time in college. And so I think it just really, like, it catches people's attention because they're like, oh, I know that person. Like, he works at the gym, or I know that girl. I've seen her at Southside, you know, and so people are, oh, like, they're cool, like, they want to watch.
So what have you learned so far from working here at MCN, and do you think that is going to help you in any way in your future career or something?
I think it will. I as far as, like, what I've learned, I've really learned that it's easy, like, let me word this. You can relate with anybody if you put your heart to it and mind to it, and that's really what I've tried to do with my shows: relate to people and ask them interesting questions, ask them about their life, get them to open up. And even with people that I work with here, like, it's so great to work with people that are always on the ball, have a lot of ambition, take a lot of initiative, and so I've really learned to connect with them and to connect with a lot of people in different ways. And so that's really been the learning curve for me, is kind of getting out of my comfort zone and meeting new people and expanding my social circle with it. That's been important.
Mm-hmm. What about, so, do you think that this is going to influence your future career?
As far
how
as my career,
are you
yeah.
going to use that knowledge?
Yeah, I think the way that I've structured the show and how I've advertised the show is going to help me more than probably the show itself, because I'm learning techniques of really, you know, enhancing, you know, people's, you know, interests in clicking on the videos, you know, the marketing aspect of everything, the search engine optimization, which is kind of a technical term, but in marketing that's a huge thing. Because we want to, you know, get the show out to as many people as possible, and so I think the marketing aspect is really something I've learned as well, is to word and caption the videos and describe the videos and structure and edit the videos in a way that is appealing, that is short and concise, but is worth watching.
Are you considering working in the media in future?
Maybe? Yes, possibly, because my friend, like I said earlier, he's
something
in,
related with journalism or nothing related probably, on air?
Probably not journalism. It's probably going to be something along the lines of starting a business online or running the social media parts or aspect of a business, being a social media coordinator. I feel like that's probably going to be the area that I go into. So I think the show is going to help that in a way, like I said, because I'm gaining experience, like, you know, doing the marketing.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any feedback from the audience? I mean, except those views online, do you have any other feedback, like on the streets?
On the street.
On campus, yeah. On Southside.
Yeah. There's been a lot of people that have come up to me and be like, hey, like, I've watched your show. It's really cool. I have a friend that wants to be on it. And so on. Even comments online, like, we don't really get many comments at all, but there was a guy that on the last episode, he's like, oh, this is like my favorite show ever on MCN, so that was cool. And then the girl Nicole Gordon that we interviewed one time, I think her mom or Ashley, yeah, I think her mom, like, it's like the only show that she watches at MCN, so that was cool. So there's a lot, I feel like there is feedback out there, and I've gotten some of it.
Since your friend, or as you said, your roommate, motivated you in the first place to be part of this show.
Yeah, Aaron Witten.
Do you feel that you can motivate others? Do you do that, actually?
I haven't
other
really,
students?
Yeah, like, I've there's a friend in my class that was like, hey, like, I have an idea for a politics show. I was like, well, I know people, like, we could get that started. And so I feel like me being an MCN and, like, getting myself out there and putting my face out there, and my work out there, like, it definitely does have an influence on some people. I've had my friend come up. He's like, hey, like, I have this idea, or, you know, like, even within MCN, like, if, like, I'm always bouncing ideas off of people's shoulders as far as, like, what they might want to include in their video, or, like, how they might want to structure their introduction a little bit better. Music is a huge thing, so, like, I'm like, hey, you should put this song to it, or, like, you should put, like a hip-hop vibe to your intro or your outro to kind of, like, you know, make it a little bit more appealing or, like, eye-catching, you know. So for me, there's constant you know, back and forth going on between people here and even, like, people outside, like I said. So.
Okay, yeah, I mean, do you consider the possibility to train some other guy or girl to continue working on your show while you're gone? You know, you will graduate eventually.
Yeah. Well, I'm a junior now, so I still have a little bit of time.
Oh, you have time, okay.
Yeah, I have some time. I don't know if I'm going to, like, I could totally pass the torch on to somebody else. Like, I have no problem with that. When it comes down to it, oh, wait. Did I mess up the mic?
No, you're good.
Okay,
you're
I'm good.
You're good.
I think I probably will give it to somebody else because it's cool. Like, anybody can really do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fun show. You can meet new people, like I said. So I'll probably train somebody. I'll be like, hey, like, it's short. It's sweet. All you got to do, go in the room, get some pan shots, get some interview shots. It's fun. Get some, you know, outfit shots. Like, you're fine. Like, it'll probably be... probably be continued.
Okay, man, thank you very much for your
You were.
It was
a
pleasure talking
no
to
problem
you.
Man, thank you.
That was the interview with Chris Byrne, the host of the show What's Your Style, Mason. It's a fashion show, but it's one of the most popular shows at MCN. My name is Igor Stoyanov, and I would like to thank you for listening to this episode. All of the episodes can be found at WGMU Radio's website.